Well, the rich man in Lazarus is this story in Scripture in Luke 16 that spells out what happens. A rich man who doesn't care about other people, cares only for himself, is not a true follower of God, ignores the beggar Lazarus who's outside of his gates, and Lazarus is devout, loves God, is a follower of the Lord. Both men die. The rich man dies and goes to hell. Lazarus dies and goes to heaven. He's carried to heaven by angels. And so you have this portrayal of a dialogue between Abraham, who is in paradise, where Lazarus goes, and the rich man, who is in hell. And so here's this dialogue between them where there is regret on the part of the rich man, but it's not repentance. It's sorrow of the agony he's experiencing, which is not the same thing as true repentance, because it appears, as the Bible says, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment, that after death, there's no ability to change. There's no transformation that can happen. It's like we become the essence of what we are. And if you're a new creation in Christ, then you can forever be Christ-like. But if you're not, you become sealed in what you are, sealed in your sin, forever unregenerate. And you see this picture with the rich man. And certainly, when you read the story, you get a vision for God calling upon us not only to love Him, but to love our neighbor as ourself, and to care for the poor and all that. But if this story was just taken in isolation by itself, it wouldn't actually communicate the full revelation of the gospel, the good news of salvation in Christ. It might just appear that, oh, well, if you take care of the poor, you'll go to heaven, and if you neglect the poor, you'll go to hell. It's not that simple. The larger picture, though, of the gospel is woven throughout the Gospel of Luke in each of the Gospels. So what I did in telling this story of the rich man and Lazarus, I'm telling it in 120 pages, and so it's just 13 verses of Scripture. So how do you turn 13 verses into 120 pages? Obviously, you have to provide a lot of different nuances and details to the storyline that are true to Scripture, even though they're not included in that account. So what I did was I wove in the whole gospel story so that Jesus isn't simply telling the story of the rich man and Lazarus, as he does in Luke 16, but that he is a central part of the story. And Lazarus and the rich man both see Jesus teaching on the streets of Jerusalem. They both hear the gospel from him, and Lazarus responds to it, and the rich man does not. And then the rest of the story is developed on that premise.